Hello.
Hello, Yon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Are you working or home?
No, I'm home now.
All right. So the Honey Book, we can do one thing that we can remove the coding, like resend the code.
I don't understand what you mean.
Code, the code, like the OTP.
Over-the-counter transfer.
Yeah, when we are integrated the HoneyBook, so they are send the OTP, so we can remove that because we are working on it.
So you want to remove the over-the-counter transfer.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do with it?
Like on your website, they are integrated on it.
They already put it on there?
Not right now.
Okay, so what does that code actually do?
They are not logged in. So when we are put your all the credentials, like the password and the username in HoneyBook, the login area, right?
Yeah.
So they send a message to you, right?
Okay, so they won't be sending a message to me. My understanding that, because I don't want them logging in. But how will I get my messages then?
Just wait. I'm just discuss with my developer. Just hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
Just wait. Hey, Yon. You're receiving a
Yes.
code?
Did I receive a code? In my email?
Maybe, or on your phone, I think on your phone number.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the code is 977283.
83. 977283, right?
Yes.
All right. Just wait.
977283. That's
All
it.
right. Just wait. I just ask with my developer. Just wait. Hold a second.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Yon, how are you? Are you there?
All right. Yes.
All right, so I just transferred to call my senior manager, Sam Jones, and further he will discuss with you, okay?
Okay.
We'll just wait.
Hey, Yon, this is Sam Jones from Arbor Design. How are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm okay. Yon, actually, I'm here to discuss about the Honey Book, right? You were dealing with Eddie Martin regarding that. So can you let me know the purpose of the Honey Book so I can help you out how to we will go ahead and do it with your site?
Okay, so HoneyBook is designed for, e-commerce. So that's what I'll be doing, the pushing and pulling from as far as payment is concerned. Also, they have a feature that it'll take care of your accounting pieces as well and send invoices out automatically to your client. It also do follow-up in case they need to get in touch, or it'll send out follow-up emails to the client, just to say thank you for visiting our site, making a purchase. We can offer coupons and that sort of thing.
Okay, so basically the Honeybook is the e-commerce function where you will upload all the products and it will be integrated to your site and all the products will be shown on your site that you want. Or will you upload all the products on your website and somebody will purchase that? So it will be redirected to the Honeybook that you want, right? Because I just opened your Honeybook and it seems like it's a CRM where you manage all the things. Am I right?
Oh, okay.
Because
Yeah.
what happened, the thing what you are talking about, that is the e-commerce function, that is a QuickBook function or POS system that you are talking about, the POS, product on sales, right? But when I open your Honeybook function, right, so it seems like it's a CRM where you manage your, clients and other stuff.
Right, that's what it was supposed to do.
Okay, so this function we can integrate on the login area. So whenever somebody will click on the logged in, so they can sign up on there.
See, I don't want nobody to have to sign in. I don't like that. I don't like it myself when I go to somebody's website, they want me to sign in and all of that. A website is there to promote your product, what you're doing, not for somebody to come and sign in.
Honeybook is a client management software, actually. You can manage all the clients there from the Honeybook.
Okay, so that's something that's on the back end. My website won't work with that.
The website can be integrated, right? But the thing that you're talking about, the e-commerce thing, right? So that is a totally different thing. And the Honeybook is a totally different thing. It's a CRM portal where you can manage your clients. The same thing you can manage from your website as well. Make sense? Let's take an example. Let me give
Okay, but see, I don't have. Okay, so my website is e-commerce. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so how will, I mean, who is the bank that's going in between? Are they just going to post to my account or, because I mean, is there, what else can I use to be e-commerce?
Okay, got your point, right? So basically you are trying to ask me how you can accept the transactions, right? Whoever the
Right.
so is there multiple options? It depends on you. You want to integrate your bank account directly, so we can do that. Otherwise, we have other options, like PayPal. You can integrate it. You can integrate Square. You can integrate Apple Pay, Amazon Pay, Stripe, or other any merchant like Chase merchant or any other merchant. You can integrate it. So whenever client will pay any purchase from your site, any product, so the amount will directly goes to your account.
So you saying I can use Square Cash for that?
Square, you can use PayPal, you can use debit and credit card system, you can use Amazon Pay, you can use your bank account directly. So you have multiple options. So it will be depends on your feasibility, which is your comfort zone to use any other merchant. It depends on you.
I don't really care for PayPal.
Okay, so
Too much.
I personally suggest you should go with Stripe. Stripe has a multiple option. When you go integrate in Stripe on your site, so Stripe gives you the credit card option, and you know that in the United States, everybody has a credit card or debit card, and everybody would love to pay through their credit card and debit card option. So
Correct.
I suggest you should go with Stripe, and with Stripe will have the Venmo, Google Pay, and other stuff as well. So the clients will. A client will more satisfied to see more option to make the transaction on the site.
Okay, so what's the name of it? Stripe.
Stripe is a merchant name, STRIP.
Stripe.
Yeah.
STRIP. I never
P.
heard of them.
It is the most common merchant in United States. Even we use also that merchant.
STRIP. Are they expensive?
STRIP.
Okay, I see transparent pricing. Let me see what they're talking about. Then you got Chargeify. Okay, 2.9% plus 30 cents. Successful card, everything you need to manage payment. Get hundreds of features every year. Custom plan. Design a custom package for your business. Okay, interchange, contract sales. 135 different currencies, so it's a global market. Comprehensive, fast, predictable payout to your bank, control payout timing, financials, phone chat. Okay. And they'll be able to use their credit card, Discover, Apple Pay.
Yeah, of course you can.
American Express.
Yeah, any card, any type of card you can. Yes.
Okay, so what I need to do with getting this?
What you need to do, as far as concerned about the website, your website is ready. Everything is uploaded there. ED did a good job, or do you have any complaint regarding it?
Well, I think they're still working on a piece.
Okay.
They're supposed to load CJ something.
Uh-huh. Oh, CJ dropshipping?
Yeah, not the whole drop ship, and I just want a couple of pieces out there, like leather jackets,
uh-huh.
T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and,
so
Have
you created an account on CJ?
They charged me $1,000, he said, to do that.
No, yeah, I do understand that. I knew about that, right? I'm trying to ask you the account. Because the CJ drop needs an account, just a registration, the integration.
Well, I don't know what
he
did.
You don't know that? No problem. We will go ahead and do that.
I don't know.
Okay, no issue with that. So what I will do, I will go ahead and do it for you, right? And can you give me a favor, like you are saying you want some of the products from the drop shipping. So can you let me know which product exactly do you want, so we will show those products?
Yeah, you know, I know we talked about it
and
one time, there's a one-time fee for this Stripe. It looked like they charge you $500.
For the Stripe?
For Stripe, yeah.
Who charged that? We charge you, you just letting know, or the Stripe will charge you?
I don't know. I got to call and see, because I don't know what the fee is for this.
For the Stripe?
Yeah, for Stripe. STRIPE.
I don't think so. They charge you something. No, you don't need to pay anything for this Stripe. To Stripe. No, you don't need to pay to Stripe anything.
It's free?
You can go ahead and create an account.
I know they charge you for marketplaces and stuff like that.
No. I'm just saying that you just go to the Stripe, you just open, right? You see on the top right having a sign up option? You just go ahead and create an account there. Simple. You don't need to pay anything to Stripe to create an account.
Okay, it says
sales. Yeah, it's free.
It says contract sale.
No, once you click on the Stripe, right, on the top right, there is a sign up option. Did you see that?
I'm looking. I don't see that.
On the top
right. At the top right.
Top right. Top right hand side.
I'm in here. I see start now.
Not the start now. On the top. On the menu bar. At the top.
Okay.
There is a sign up option.
I don't see a sign-up option.
Can you see at the menu? There's a product, solution, developers, company, pricing.
No, it's just got straight price built for business of all sizes. Always
okay.
Know what you'll pay.
Yeah, did you open on your mobile phone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. You see on at the right top having a three bars here, three lines?
Yes.
Click on it.
Okay.
Scroll down and see there is a edit down having a sign up option, sign in.
Sign in, yes.
Click on it.
Oh, it says use single sign on instead. Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to call about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to call to make sure that it's going to do what I need it to do.
It's just simple. Yeah, no problem. You can confirm with them, right? And you just go to the sign-in, and at the bottom, you don't have an account, so please sign up. Click here to sign up. So you will click on the sign-up option, and you will create an account. Once you create an account, just let me know. Then I will go ahead and integrate the Stripe with your website. And then, you can accept all the payments, credit card, debit card, and other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
further details, you
will... Oh, they do have invoicing.
And further
okay.
details, you can discuss with David, right? So he will explain you all the things. No issue with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No problem. So when would you like to share the details with me?
When would I like to what?
When would you like to create an account on Stripe?
Okay, I'm gonna give them a call.
Uh-huh.
To make sure this is you know.
Uh-huh.
Let me give them a call and see what is all the monthly charge. I know they charge something monthly.
I believe they charge like one person, I guess, or 2%, I guess. One
yeah, but I wonder if you needed anything in the account, anything like that.
No, you don't need to deposit any amount into this Stripe account. No, you don't need to be deposit any amount. No, it's a free.
So supposing I don't make a sale, so if I don't make a sale, do I have to pay anything?
To Stripe?
Yeah.
No, you don't need to.
And I see their products, so I want to make sure I'm getting everything I need, like invoicing and stuff like that.
Yeah, just try providing those options. Once you sign up, the Stripe will provide you the dashboard. On the dashboard, having all the options like invoicing and other stuff. So you can, once you get charged, if somebody will purchase anything from your product, from your website, so on Stripe, having an option to send an invoice to do that client.
Okay, so let me ask you something. I don't know if they do this or not. When they do that, like Sizzle and Affirm, like that, the where they could pay on time.
They will.
Is that something?
Yes, they will. Yes. What
you
will do, once you will create an account on the Stripe, so you will connect your bank account with the Stripe, and then once you get payment on the Stripe, so you will withdraw through your bank. Same as PayPal.
So I've got to connect my bank account with there.
Exactly. Same as the PayPal account. Same as the PayPal. On the PayPal, you already connected your bank account with PayPal. The same goes to Stripe. You will connect your bank account with the Stripe. So whatever the payment you will get on the Stripe through your website, it will be a withdrawal from your bank.
Okay, so I need to open up a separate account then.
Mm-hmm. That would
make
be the
sure.
business, I guess, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh, great.
Okay, well, I'm waiting on that too then. I have to go up there and open up just a bank account.
So a bank account, you will take time and open a bank account. For now, you can just create an account on the Stripe. And we will go ahead and connect your Stripe with your website and get your website done. So whenever your bank account will open, so you can connect your Stripe with your bank account then.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll do it on my computer then.
No problem. So take your time. Take your time today. You will create an account on the Stripe, and once you create an account, you will provide me username and password of your Stripe account, right? Then we will connect. Go ahead and connect Stripe, right? And once I will have the Stripe username and password, right? Then AD will connect you with David Morgan, right? Regarding this further discussion, right? So you will. He will explain you all the things regarding this.
Okay, so I won't be doing HoneyBook.
Yes, because the HoneyBook is a client management system, and the client management system, you can do it from your website, because the website has the option to manage the inventory and other stuff. So I don't think...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and for the transaction purpose, I gave you the option, like for Stripe. Stripe is the best merchant, right? Even as I mentioned to you, we also use Stripe to accept the transactions, right? So Stripe gives you all the options, like American Express and other stuff. Why you wanna go with the HoneyBook? I don't think so. You don't need to go with the HoneyBook. And Stripe gives you free of cost account creation.
Okay. So I don't have to pay a monthly charge for Stripe. Whereas with HoneyBook, I did. There was a monthly charge for that. But you got the first 6 months for, I think it was a dollar or something. So, okay. I'm at my computer, so I'll look it up now.
No problem. Take your time and get back to me once you're done.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello. You too. Bye-bye.